The last year was not easy, but were there any positives to a UK-wide shutdown? Well, I'm joined now by blind musician and singer-songwriter Rick Jones to chat ups and downs of the last year. And Rick joins me on the line now. It's so nice to catch up again, Rick.
Hello, Paulina. You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing okay.
Obviously, the last year was very different, but you've not been idle. You've started some training, which you've never really done before, have you?
Cane training? No, I've never really gone into it before. But it's been a good thing, really, because we locked down, everything stopped, didn't it? You know, I was making this new album, and obviously that got put on hold. So I thought, well, let's go and have a try at cane training, which has really helped my confidence. Because I've been able to put me all into that.
How did you find it? Did you find it easier than you thought or harder than you thought?
I found it easier because I've had it before, but never really had it as in depth as I'm having it now. A lot of it I did know, but it just needed really tying up. It's kind of gone more in depth now, but I'm enjoying it.
So did you think, because I guess the whole world went a bit quieter and made it easier to focus on your cane training, and it made it less hectic when you did it as well?
Well, yeah, I think it's been a good time. I was going to say a good time to do it, but it's not, is it? But because it's not been as busy in shopping centres and things like that, you've been able to concentrate on what you're doing, where you're going, what you're looking for. Because obviously the writing of this new album, it got put on pause. I was being able to put more of me, should I say, more effort into that side of things.
And how are you finding it now that things are opening up again and the streets are getting busier?
I mean, I'm finding it all right. When it's busy, it's great because, you know, people see the kid and they move it. It's like a person of the Red Sea, you know. You do get some, like, who don't see the cane, but, you know, they're looking on the phones or they've got the red down or whatever it might be. But majority of the time, I don't have a problem whatsoever.
So, obviously, you did say that you've not been able to do as much music as you want. How did the pandemic impact your music? Because you used to do quite a lot of live performances as well.
Well, I did. Obviously, I mean, last year, everything was all booked. Like, I'd got dates booked for pubs and things round Wigan and bits and pieces. I mean, obviously, in March, all that went out the window. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? But me, I'm always thinking of ideas. I thought, well, let's do live streams then. So every Sunday night from 7 o'clock to 10 to 8, I did a live stream from my studio. Everybody watched it, and I did it for 15 weeks solid. And as good as it was, for me, I like getting a response. So just playing to yourself, you know, it's not the same. It's not, but I had to do something. Because I find that if I don't do anything, it's not going to do me any good. And people will be thinking, you know, where's Rick? But I really can't wait to get back out doing it properly. I can't.
Have you been able to do any gigs now, recently?
Not yet. I'm playing on the second Sunday of July, which is the 11th, and that's in Wigan, in a pub. I booked it, I thought, let's do the 11th of July, because obviously this is when everything was supposed to be lifted on the 21st of June. So I thought, let it all be lifted then, let it calm down a bit, then I'll go a few weeks later and play when it's all settled down. And I was kind of looking forward to that, because, you know, you could sit with who you wanted, you know, you could mix again. But obviously, because it's been changed to the 19th of July, you know, there's still got the restrictions in place. So it'll be a bit different, you know, but I think if I don't do it, I'll never do it. So if I go and do it, at least it's the only one I've got to do where there is restrictions in place. Hopefully, the rest of them, it'll be like it used to be, which is how I like it.
With not being able to perform live, have you found that you're maybe focusing more on your writing when it comes to music?
Friend, I've been working on this new record, this album. I'm hoping to get it out October, November. It's been a while making it. It's too long, obviously, because of restrictions and things like that. But I'm hoping when it does come out, you know, people listen to it and they like it and they enjoy it, because I've enjoyed making it.
So what can we expect on the new record? What were the inspirations for it?
The title of this new album is going to be called Echolocation. Now, that one came about through a conversation with my cane trainer or my mobility officer, and we was talking about navigating how you can tell when you're walking down the street, you know, you can tell if there's a car there, even if it's not moving, and what you're listening to, the cane tip, but the sound of the cane changes. And she said, oh, she said, you're getting round by something called echolocation. And I thought, what a good title for an album that would be. As for the record, this time around, it's a bit different. So it's more acoustic-based. It's not as a big production as the previous albums have been. I've tried experimenting with different instruments, like percussion and sitars. And I've tried really do something different, because last thing you want to do is, if it all sounds the same, we're all going to think, oh, we've already bought that. You know, why should I buy another one?
So if we wanted to catch up with all the music you've written up till now and kind of get an idea of what your style is and maybe also be able to compare it to your next album, where can we go?
You can go to iTunes. If you type Rick Jones in, R-I-K Jones, Rick Jones, you can find me on there. I've also got a Facebook page, Rick Jones, R-I-K Jones. I'm also on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, Amazon Music. I'm on all them, so, you know, go and have a look, you know, go and have a listen, see what you think. You know, I'm proud of it. You know, everything's played by myself. It's all done where I am now. It's all done in here. And I do think good albums, and they speak to people. I was lucky enough, thanks to you playing one of the songs, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, that was used in the production 7 Days about Mr. Dave Healy. He did 7 marathons in 7 days in 7 continents. And obviously he heard the song, my mate Simon Pauley, hello bud, he played it on his show, and obviously Mr. Healy heard it and he rang me up and said, can we use it in this little short film I'm making? And it takes one song, that's all it needs. Then you never know what can open up from that.
Musician Rick Jones, it's been lovely chatting on RNIB Connect Radio, but before you go, you do have a special song for us, so we'll play us out with that. So could you introduce the song to us?
Of course I can. Well, everybody, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm Rick Jones. This song is taken from my upcoming album called Echolocation. I like this one. This is the first one I've picked to promote the record with. I like the words to it. I think it's a very optimistic song. I think it's the words to it are really good. And it's a song called Find Your Way. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
The world is